Good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, I don't know if either of you two are seafood fans, but I certainly am. But surprisingly, here in Northern Ireland, despite having an abundance of seafood, we export most of what we produce around the world. It's National Seafood Week and events are taking place in restaurants to raise awareness and to try to get us to eat more of what we have here. Foreign seafood markets really appreciate UK species such as the langoustine, crabs, mackerel and salmon. And salmon is why I went along to Glenarm to have a look at one of our most popular fisheries.
My name is John Russell and I'm the Managing Director of Glenarm Organic Salmon. We're looking out onto Glenarm Bay, our holding pens, Glenarm Organic Salmon. This is one of two farms. We have another farm 11 miles up the coast in Cushing Dole. We're supplying fish every week to the global market. 95% of our product goes out of the UK.
What is it about seafood that tends to put us off almost?
We haven't really been brought up eating seafood like other countries. Our product goes to places from San Francisco to Hong Kong, where they appreciate really good premium seafood. We don't. So it's just an education, I think, and people getting back into the taste of eating seafood.
Too many fish finger sandwiches, I think, over here then.
Yeah. Is it haddock and chips?
We're looking out just into the sea here, and we can see holding pens. Is that what you would call them?
Come in the background is Mullock and Tyre, very clear. In the foreground here, we've got a group of five cages just now. They've got juvenile fish in. These fish went in the beginning of this year. They will grow through until next March when we'll start harvesting those.
From egg to plate, what time scale are you looking at?
So you've got a year to a year and a half from hatch and all the way through the freshwater cycle. And then you have another 12 to 24 months in the seawater cycle. So it could be, you could be looking at 3.5 years. Salmon are not tough creatures. You would think they are. They're very, very sensitive to environmental changes. So a slight change in the temperature, the seawater temperature, would tend to put them off their feed.
And the feed that you use is locally produced as well?
Yeah, we get our feed manufactured in Ballymena. Salmon feed is our biggest cost. It costs us about £1,500 a tonne compared to cattle feed, which I think is maybe £300 or £400 a tonne. So it's a very expensive product. We also have a new business we just started this year, our premium smoked salmon.
I love smoked salmon Christmas morning. And you've got your wheat and bread and your smoked salmon.
It's beautiful.
And, oh, it's gorgeous.
Well, we couldn't ask for a better smoker. We our 5% that we don't export goes to predominantly Ewing Seafood in Belfast. And they are our bespoke smoker, if you like. You couldn't ask for a better smoker. They're using a recipe that goes all the way back to 1912. We do try to think of our salmon as the next best thing to wild salmon. Whilst wild salmon are dwindling for various reasons, we like to think that there is an opportunity here to help the wild salmon regenerate. People should start looking at buying farmed produce, not just ours, but, you know, aquaculture produce around the world.
Normal rules don't apply, really. Oh, sorry.
Ever to you, Connor.
I'm chatting away there about eating.
Yeah, you're
eating
being greedy in airports.
In airports, where they always have those rather fancy seafood bars which charge vast sums of money.
Yes.
But
yes.
Somehow, when you're going off on holiday.
Do you know, funny, I wouldn't have
like
pictured you as a champagne and fish man, would you? No, not at all. John Russell there from Glenarm Salmon.
Anyway, enough of me.
We all heard about my smoked salmon fetish there anyway, so I wouldn't worry. Just another reminder today before I go from one extreme to the other. It's the last day for slurry spreading as the ban kicks in from midnight tonight. So we were speaking about that on Farmgate the other day, but it's just a wee reminder that that's from tonight.